There's something wrong with the leaders of Europe, Western Europe in particular. I mean, there's like they're broken. There's a bug in the software code of their neurology. They're faulty humans because they think that they can defeat Russia by sending six F-16s to Ukraine. And Macron in particular is a madman who thinks that a couple thousand French troops are going to turn the tide of the war. And Western European leaders, they have forgotten history. They've forgotten what happened in World War II. And in World War II, it was primarily Russia, or the Soviet Union, that defeated the Third Reich. It was the Soviets who sacrificed anywhere from 20 to 40 million people in defeating Adolf Hitler and the German army. And it was the Soviets who therefore paid the highest price and had the most at stake because, of course, the German army at the time was, you know, expanding eastward to try to take over Russia and to take the resources that Russia had. You know, at that time, the Third Reich was in desperate need of additional oil, you know, energy and mineral resources in order to expand their military. So they needed Russia's energy because Russia sits on the largest energy deposits in the world, even today. Something like one third of the entire energy resources of the world are located within Russia. And remember that not only were the Nazis defeated in World War II, but the French were defeated. Early 1800s, Napoleon tried to conquer Russia. That failed. Russia beat them back, battered the French army all the way back to Paris. And for a moment, Russia occupied Paris and decided not to destroy France. Well, today, Macron has no memory of the history of his own country. And the leaders of Germany have no memory of World War II. And frankly, the mercy that was shown upon them by Russia in World War II. You know, after the fall of Hitler, the fall of Berlin, Russia had the means to literally exterminate every German citizen. Russia could have wiped out Germany. They chose not to because they did not want to be involved in genocide. And then here we are, fast forward to 2024, where the German leaders is actively trying to commit genocide to exterminate all Russians. And the same thing with France's leaders. They want to wipe out Russia, and the same thing with the United States. They absolutely want to wipe out Russia. If you're looking at this from Russia's point of view, this is not a Putin thing. This is about the cultural memory of the nation of Russia. Then you're thinking, you know, my God, we showed mercy to the French. We showed mercy to the Germans. They even showed mercy to the United States in the aftermath of World War II. They reached an agreement to not have Russia expand westward based on the trust of America, primarily saying that NATO would not expand eastward. And that trust has been violated. But if you're Russia looking at this, you're like, my God, all these countries are unreliable. Their leaders are insane. These are untrustworthy, immoral nations. And then when you hear the recorded conversation of now the German military leaders plotting to destroy the Crimean Bridge, and you see talk of the West trying to, you know, scrounge up, what, $60 billion more for Ukraine, and to have more weapons, more F-16s, more missiles and everything in order to destroy Russia, and the West has seized Russia's $300 billion in assets, nearly, held in Western banks, then from Russia's point of view, you're like, you're probably thinking, you know, we can't coexist with these people, with these dishonest, immoral nations. They steal our gold. They pirate our ships in the seas. They don't keep their promises on treaties. They repeatedly forget their history and try to reconquer Russia again. They want to steal our resources. And if you're Russia, you're probably thinking, enough is enough. And I'm trying to explain this to my mostly American and somewhat European audience, because you need to understand your strategic opponents in order to not destroy the world in a nuclear holocaust. You need to be able to talk to Russia, which means you need to be able to understand where Russia is coming from. But the attitude of the West is that Putin is Hitler, and that we can't talk to Russia because Putin is Hitler. There's nothing to negotiate, that we just have to completely obliterate and destroy Russia. Well, guess what? That doesn't work. And Russia has heard that before. And Russia has defeated that before, numerous times, even more examples than what I just gave you. And Russia is prepared to do that again. Russia is not losing the war with Ukraine. Russia is winning the war. Ukraine has lost. Russia's not losing the war on military weapons development. They're winning the war. They have the most advanced weapons, hypersonic missiles, anti-air defense systems, hyperglide reentry vehicles on their ballistic missile systems, you know, nuclear-tipped hypersonic missiles, and the new Sarmat II, which is also being deployed right now, as well as, you know, electromagnetic warfare, jamming weapons. They can jam guidance systems of the weapons of the West. They can jam aircraft of the West. And then there's Russia's drones, and it just goes on and on. Russia has the most advanced weapon systems on the planet, probably because Russians are damn good engineers. They're just really smart engineers, really good at math and physics and chemistry and rocketry and all, you know, telemetry, these kinds of sciences. Russia's very good at those things. Meanwhile, the West is just hiring a bunch of woke idiots to run companies like Boeing or, you know, the weapons companies, Lockheed Martin, Raytheon. They're more concerned about woke virtue signaling than actually building weapons that work. Russia is not focused on wokeism. They're focused on building weapons that kill the enemy on the battlefield. That's why Russia's weapons work better. That's why Russia is winning in Ukraine. So the question is, will the West ever learn this difficult lesson that every time you try to destroy Russia, you end up getting destroyed yourself? And if you aren't willing to enter negotiations with your geopolitical opponents or military opponents, then in effect, you've already lost. And that's where the West is right now. The West has lost Western Europe. And in a desperate attempt to destroy Russia, the West has actually destroyed Western Europe. Number one, by destroying the Nord Stream pipeline, but secondly, by destroying the currencies of the West. The dollar and the euro will both collapse. The ruble will outlast the dollar. Russia will outlast the United States of America. You will see the fall of Washington, D.C. relatively soon. You will not see the fall of Moscow. And you know what's actually kind of ironic and a little bit sad about that is that it was a Soviet former intelligence official, Yuri Bezmenov, who escaped the Soviet Union, came to the United States, and warned America back in the 1980s. He was interviewed by G. Edward Griffin and others, and he warned what Russia was doing to undermine U.S. culture, to destroy the United States from within. It included methods such as demoralization and, you know, censorship and de-education and so on, destroying the U.S. culture, destroying the rule of law. And guess what? All of that is exactly what has happened. So to some extent, the former Soviet effort to undermine and destroy the United States of America has already been successful. Even as elements of the Democrat Party in America have inherited those destructive tendencies. They have effectively picked up where the Soviet Union left off. So the Democrats are doing to America what the USSR tried to do to America, and maybe the USSR was even partially effective before it fell in 1991. But now, in effect, you see that the leaders of Western nations, i.e. the leaders of America, the leaders of France, the leaders of the UK, the leaders of Germany, and so on, all these leaders have become what Bezmenov warned about, in other words, agents of the former Soviet Union to undermine and destroy the United States of America. So if you're Russia looking at all this, you're probably laughing at this moment because you're thinking, wow, we Russians don't have to destroy the West. The West has taken on the plot of destruction of the West from the former Soviet Union. Even as, ironically, Western media and Western political leaders blame Trump for being controlled by Russia. Remember the whole Russian dossier, you know, made up fictional accusations? It's not Trump that's controlled by Russia. It's the Democrats. It's the left that's controlled by the philosophy of the former Soviet Union, which was to bring down, to undermine the United States of America. That's what Obama had worked on for 8 years, to fundamentally reconfigure America so that it doesn't even resemble what it used to be. Obama was following the blueprint that Yuri Bezmenov was warning about. So understand that we are witnessing the suicide of the West. And if you have any doubts about that, go to Paris. Just walk around Paris and you'll see the Western civilization has committed suicide. And try not to get mugged. Try not to have your phone stolen. You know, try not to get carjacked in Paris or have your luggage ripped off. Crime is out of control. Same thing in most cities in the United States. Similar situation in London. Similar situation in major cities in Germany. The West has destroyed itself. And the only thing the West can do now is print useless currency. The West can't even manufacture munitions, can't even really build some sufficient quantity of weapon systems. All they can do, even for Ukraine, is talk about, oh, let's just send Ukraine money. What money? Oh, the fake fiat dollar currency that you're counterfeiting every day. Yeah, but that's not the same as sending Ukraine artillery shells or tanks or weapons or soldiers. It's just money. And so the leaders of Ukraine, they just ferret that away. They shuffle it around, stuff it into their pockets for their own personal exit plan. You can bet all the top leaders of Ukraine, they have an exit plan of how to leave the country and flee with a couple million dollars, get out before Kiev falls to Russia. And so they can go retire with a condo or a beachfront home somewhere in some Western town where they hopefully won't, you know, be killed by the Russians. So the West has really nothing to offer Ukraine here other than counterfeit currency. And that's why Ukraine has lost. And that's why the West has lost. There's nothing that can turn around Germany's economy, for example. It's done for at least a generation because Germany has abandoned affordable energy. Germany has declared itself to be the enemy of Russia rather than trading partners with Russia. Nothing is going to save the economy of France. Same story. This is why the French people are up in arms. Well, maybe not with arms, but yellow jackets. I mean, they're protesting. And more protests are coming because the collapse is accelerating. This is why farmers all across Europe are protesting. Because they're being squeezed out of existence by these onerous regulations of governments that have gone mad and governments that have, in effect, declared war against their own people. That's why Russia's laughing. Believe me, and every time a transgender Space Force colonel stands up there, you know, some biological dude dressed up as a woman with a wig and fake breasts and pantyhose and high heels and starts talking about why we need to have more pronouns in our emails in order to defeat Russia, you can bet Russia's laughing their asses off. Even, I would imagine, Putin probably can't even understand how the West became so insane. You know, beyond the wildest dreams of the former Soviet Union to undermine American culture, nobody thought it would become this insane, where the U.S. military would roll out drag queens as spokespeople and as military leaders and heroes. They're drag queens, for God's sake. And that's supposed to be what we stand for now in America, where the LGBT flag is more important than the American flag, where half of America hates their own flag. That's the left, of course. They hate the American flag. They get triggered by it. Yeah. Understand, Russia doesn't have to defeat the West in order to defeat the West. All Russia has to do is just stand by and survive and watch the West destroy itself. Western civilization is on a suicide course. It's self-immolating. It's burning itself down. And Russia is revitalizing itself. Thanks to the economic sanctions, by the way, Russia's investment is domestic. Russia's wealthy are investing in Russia's own production, mining of minerals and resources and energy, and building their own domestic supply chains for resiliency and redundancy, while the West is the laughingstock of the world and collapsing into just lunacy, mass mental illness, with a population that's diseased and heavily medicated and insane. Yeah, it's not difficult to see which civilization lasts the longest in this. And it's going to be Russia's civilization. The West is collapsing. So, well, given that you and I probably live in the West, we should be prepared for what's coming down. So, of course, be ready for big changes to happen. Be ready for some very difficult times. And be ready to help rebuild the new America out of the ashes of the collapse of this corrupt, suicidal society in which we live right now. Support us at healthrangerstore.com and check out our platforms such as Brighteon.com, Brighteon.ai, Brighteon.social. And we've got some more new stuff coming up later this year that I think you'll find very, very intriguing as well. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, the founder of Brighteon. Take care. Also, have you seen these? These are goldbacks, and we've got different denominations to show you there. They come in 50, 25, 10, 5, and 1s. That's a stack of 1s. This is 1/1,000th of a troy ounce of gold, and it's embedded in the polymer layers in the gold backs, and you can get them, again, at those different denominations, so it's good divisibility of gold. And since the gold is in the gold back itself, it's not some fiat currency. It's actually a piece of gold that you can use for gifts or barter or trade, even in a local community. If the grid goes down, a lot of people might be using gold and silver or gold backs. Now, if you go to our website, verifiedgoldbacks.com, that's our affiliate site, we do earn a little bit off your purchase there. But what we've done is we've done the laboratory testing. And on that site, you'll see my lab test results, how we tested them using a kiln, using an ICP-MS mass spec instrument, using an acid stone test here as well. We verified the purity and the masses of the gold that are embedded in these different bills. And in fact, I've got here in these vials in my hands right here. This is actually one of the pellets of gold. I melted it down into like a BB shape. I don't know if you can see it, but I've got gold in these three vials right here. Yeah, there you can kind of see it moving around there. You can hear them. And we did the tests on these, and this is the gold that came out of these gold backs. So we were able to confirm the gold is real. It's 24 karat plus, and it actually exceeds the mass that's required. Our recovery ranged from 102% to about 100 and, what was it, typically 105%. I've got the results here. Check this out. Look at these photos. I did all this myself. So if you melt them down, you get this, and then you keep melting, you get it into like a pellet, and then you use an analytical balance in the laboratory, and you do the math. It's pretty amazing. At first, you get this gold foil, which is pretty cool, and then you can melt the foil into this like BB pellet-looking thing. Anyway, here's the recoveries we got. From a low of 102.89% or 101.96%, that's the lowest, to 107% recovery. And the bottom line is, if you want real gold in your hands that's divisible, that is also incredibly beautiful, that people instantly love, they recognize this, they see, wow, that's gold. And they're actually looking at gold. This isn't paint. This is the gold, just kind of
made really thin and put into this format and then sandwiched between polymers, Goldbacks are your answer. So check out verifiedgoldbacks.com. And there you can purchase Goldbacks and you can help support this platform at the same time because we earn a small percentage. And this is a really good form of off-grid money. And you might have gold coins or silver coins. And I strongly encourage gold and silver coins, but a gold coin is a pretty big piece of value to try to trade with. You know, you're at a farmer's market, like, oh, I want a loaf of bread. What do you have? Oh, I have a 1 ounce gold coin. Well, that's worth $2,100 now, or $2,200. Gold's skyrocketing. So what are you going to do? Like buy a loaf of bread and then give me change for the 1 ounce of gold? No. But if you're trying to buy that loaf of bread with a gold back, you say, hey, how would you like 1/1,000th of an ounce of gold for that loaf of bread in this format, gold backs, which actually has a premium over just the raw price of gold because it's better than just 1/1,000th of an ounce of gold. I mean, it's in a format that's it's beautiful to look at. It's durable. You can carry it. It fits in a wallet or a pocket or a purse. A lot of merchants will say, absolutely, I'll take that gold. And now you can buy a loaf of bread or you can buy, you know, a bag of potatoes or whatever, depending on what the economy looks like after the debt collapse. I don't know what it's going to look like exactly, but I know I want gold and silver, and I want to have lots of different options of money that works off grid. So yeah, our grid's not reliable. Our monetary system is not reliable. The currency is not reliable, but you know what you can count on? Physical gold and silver in your hands. That's what you can count on. It doesn't need a password. You don't need to log in. It doesn't need the bank's permission to have value. It doesn't need the backing of a government. You don't have to have faith in the treasury to confiscate money from people. This has value all by itself. And gold has had value for centuries. I mean, come on, millennia, what am I saying? And it will continue to have value long after the collapse of the dollar and probably the collapse of Western civilization itself. So there you go. That's why the wealthy are buying gold like crazy. That's why gold is spiking. What is it now? Let me actually bring it up. Gold. Here it is right now. Gold at $2,128. Silver at 23.67. These are all skyrocketing. Bitcoin is skyrocketing. Gold skyrocketing. Monero is skyrocketing. Why? Because people who know what's about to happen, they are bailing out of the banks. They're bailing out of the dollars. They're getting out of the system. They're going to off-grid forms of asset protection. And that's gold and silver and land and certain types of crypto and maybe, you know, food supplies or ammunition supplies. And if you want food, of course, check us out at healthrangerstore.com and we've got you covered there. So consider your options, do your research and make sure you are ready for what's about to happen. Look at that. That's beautiful. That's gold. This is so cool. The 50 is thick. It is very thick and it's much larger than the one. Because there's 51/1,000ths of an ounce of gold in this. And if you could feel it, it's heavier, it's thicker. Because the gold is actually in there. You really can't put much more gold in a bill than 51/1,000ths of an ounce. So they've done a great job with this, the Goldback Company. And this is something that has really intrigued a lot of people. And it's another form of having stores of value that are highly divisible and have high utility, more utility than just a 1 ounce coin itself. So be sure to check these out again, verifiedgoldbacks.com. And thank you for your support. Get ready because we're headed into interesting times. Be safe. Take care.